honey. I'm so glad you called. This will give me a little chance to tell you what I have planned for this evening while you're driving home. First off, the kids are at my parents', so we'll have the house to ourselves tonight. Would you like to hear about what I will be wearing for you tonight? I knew you would. I am wearing that black corset with the purple stitching that you got me, along with a sexy pair of fishnet stockings and a pair of heels I had to brush a little dust off of. Oh, one more thing. Instead of panties, I'm wearing that brand new strap-on that I have been dying to try out. I'm standing in front of the mirror right now, and I have to admit, I look too sexy for words. My tits look absolutely fabulous in this corset, and my legs look amazing in these stockings. Frankly, I have to say, my ass looks pretty great as well, even with this harness on. I bet your mouth is watering right now just thinking about it. And as I stand here, I feel like I must tell you about this strap-on. It is magnificent. It's the perfect shade of purple, as if it were made to go with this corset. It must be a full 12 inches long and 2 inches across. I absolutely love the way it feels in my hand. The weight of it is so magnificent. I feel so powerful just wearing it. God, I cannot wait for you to get home. Speaking of which, when you get home, I want you to strip off all your clothes and leave them in the garage. There's a small bag waiting for you on the steps with leather wrist and ankle cuffs for you to put on. As soon as you have them on, you may come in. I will be waiting for you. To start things off, I want to make sure you fully understand that I'm in charge for the night, so I'm going to take over the dining room table. Bend you over it, and then lock your hands to the corners so that you have to stand on your tiptoes to touch the floor. Then, I'm going to paddle that cute little butt of yours until it's the perfect shade of red. I think I may even have you thank me for each slap as I go. Do you think you can handle that? Good. Once I'm done with that, I will let you down. But I want you on your knees immediately. I want you to kiss my strap-on while you thank me for being such a wonderful mistress. I want you to thank me again just for the spankings you received, and acknowledge that you did not deserve a mistress as wonderful as me. Once I'm satisfied, I will have you stand and I will lead you into our bedroom. Once in our room, you will see that I already have the humbler already out and ready to go. I will push you down to the floor with your ass up as high as possible, and then I will gently grasp your balls and lock them carefully in the humbler in order to make sure you keep that position for as long as I desire. After that, I'm going to clasp your hands together behind your back so that you cannot fight back, although we both know this is exactly what you want. After I play with your tight little ball sack as it's restrained in its devilish device, I am going to reach between your legs and give your cock a little attention as well. I'm sure that after a few strokes, you will be rock hard. After that, I'm going to take a seat on the edge of the bed and watch as you crawl gingerly over to me. I can only imagine what it must feel like to have your balls tugged on with every single stride you take. It will be a constant reminder of my complete control, especially since your hands will remain locked behind you. Once you reach me, I'm going to have you kiss the head of my strap-on once again. In between kisses, you will declare your devotion and total commitment to me. Once I am satisfied of your dedication, I will allow you to suck my cock. I'm going to enjoy watching your head bob up and down on my strap-on as you work it farther and farther and farther down your throat. You should know, I will not be afraid to grab the back of your head and push it down even further, if I feel you are not taking as much of it as possible. I must be satisfied that you are giving me your best effort. As your mistress, I deserve your best effort. When I'm happy with your performance, I will push you back to rest. And then I will make you watch as I apply a glob of lube along with your saliva. I'm going to take my time slathering it up and down the shaft so you can appreciate the fact that the entirety of it will be thrust into your tight little ass very soon. Then I'm going to push you face down on the floor once again and take my place behind you with your ass high in the air for me and with the tip of my strap on perched at your little hole. I'm going to let it rest there for a few. I want you to take it all in. I want you to feel the measure of your helplessness as it knocks gently at your back door. Before I finally push the head in, I'm going to make you ask for it. No, I'm going to make you beg for it. With my cock hovering on the brink of your asshole, I'm going to make you beg for me to fuck you. I want to make you tell me how bad you want it. I want to make you plead for me to plunge it deep inside you. After relishing in your beseechment, I will push the head of my cock slowly into your ass. Once I get in a couple inches, I will stop. I will hold your hips in place so that you cannot push back, because I know you will want more. And I'm going to make you wait for it. Once again, I'm going to make you plead for it. I will repeat this over and over again. I will give you a little bit more of my strap-on cock, as I feel you have earned it with your begging. As I slowly fill up your ass with my member until I can finally get it completely inside you. And then, and only then, the real fun will begin. Now that I have opened you up to receiving my whole cock, I will pull it most of the way out and then thrust it back in. And then I will do it again and again. After a while, I will take hold of your wrist for a little added leverage so that I can pick up the pace. As I continue to pound your ass with my strap on, I am sure you will begin moaning with pleasure as you feel the measure of my domination over you. You will begin thanking me for fucking you as I thrust into you harder and harder. Finally, after I've had my fill, I will pull my cock from your ass and push you over on your side so that you can relax while you catch your breath. I am confident by now that there will be a steady flow of pre-cum flowing from the tip of your cock, and even your balls will be slightly bigger than before. I can hardly wait to feel them straining against their bondage. Once I've had a little fun toying with your boys, I will unlock the humbler, as well as unclasp your hands. I will give you just a couple minutes while I remove my strap on. When I return, I will move you to the bed and affix your wrists and ankles to the tethers I have waiting at the four corners of our bed. Then I will begin to play with your cock until I am certain it is as hard as it can possibly be. After that, I will begin to stroke your cock right to the edge of orgasm. You will be so close that you can hardly stand it. And then I will stop. I will give your raging erection a good, hard slap, and then move up to straddle your face. By now, you'll be so horny that you won't even be able to wait for me to settle into position before lapping at my pussy. Your tongue will plunge deep inside me and quickly discover how wet I am. You will spend the next several minutes kissing, licking, and sucking me to orgasm after orgasm until I'm completely satisfied. You will be exhausted. Your face will be covered in my cum, but I know your cock will remain rock hard. After I climb off of your face, I will lie down next to you on the bed and begin teasing your cock. I'm going to take it nice and slow. My fingers will dance lightly up and down your shaft and over your balls. You will be squirming with anticipation. Eventually, I will take your erection in my fingertips and stroke slowly up and down. You will thrust your hips up to meet my hand in desperation, and I will love every second of it as my teasing continues and intensifies. Finally, I will wrap my hand completely around your shaft and begin to stroke. It will feel so good. You will feel the cum boiling in your balls as they tighten. Your climax will build, but I will not give your cock quite enough attention to push you over the edge. Not yet. Suddenly, I will drop something cold and metal onto your chest. Your concentration will break for a moment as you open your eyes to see what it could be. My pace will quicken as I continue stroking your member, and then I will begin to whisper into your ear. I will tell you that tonight you are going to come hard, and it will be incredible. It might possibly be the best orgasm of your life, and you better enjoy every second of it. Because after that, after you shoot your load, I'm going to lock up your cock and balls in this cute little cage. And that incredible orgasm that you are going to have will be the last you have for quite some time. After tonight, you will be locked in chastity. And I know you're going to love it. You're going to love being my slave. You're going to love the weight of that cage around your cock. And your balls. And the constant reminder that they provide of my complete control over you. You're going to love serving me every night. With your head pressed between my legs. Your tongue bringing me to one orgasm after another until I'm satisfied. You're going to love the way your cock starts to strain and grow within the confines of its cage as the steel maintains its grip. You're going to love seeing me walk around with my magnificent strap on, knowing that when I'm done with you, cum will be dripping from the end of your cage. But the climax you have will become desperate, for it has escaped you once again. You're going to love it when I pin you down and wrap my lips around that cage, sliding my tongue in to tease you, feeling you strain against the metal, against the steel, holding you in place. And finally, you're going to love it when months from now, I finally release your cock from its bondage and play with it for a while, because I promise you, after I'm done with you, you will come harder than you ever came before. And then you will beg me to lock you up again. Oh, I think I hear you pulling in. Wow, you made record time getting home. I'll see you in a second.